Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In the winter of 1980, Peter Panagor had a profound near-death experience during a 10-day backcountry expedition in Banff National Park. With only 1 day left, the final obstacle of the journey was an ice climb summit up Mount Assiniboine. Despite the extensive backcountry knowledge of Peter and his friend, Peter was a beginner climber and only had access to one ice axe, instead of the two needed for a climb like this. This made the climb twice as long, setting the duo far behind the other climbers. As the sun descended below the mountains, the temperature dropped immensely, leaving the two hypothermic and stranded. At this point, Peter had accepted his fate and knew that he was going to die.
By the time death came for us finally, I was standing looking at the mountain, having just woken up from sleep, because hypothermia puts you to sleep. And I kept falling asleep and standing back up again, and I stood up this last time, and I had tunnel vision, and this tunnel vision collapsed rapidly. This blackness out here, and I could see in this very narrow space, and as it collapsed, I thought to myself, I must be falling asleep. But I didn't. I awoke. It all went black, and I awoke. I felt like I was inside a darkness, but in front of me was a deeper darkness, and I had form and shape. I still was myself, but I was not in my body. And way far, far in the distance was a single pinprick of light appeared, like a single star in the night sky. And it rushed toward me, and it filled my vision and communicated with me that I'm taking you. It severed me from my body. I became no longer a human being. I had a shape and form similar, but I wasn't made of molecules. I was made of, metaphorically, I was made of photons. I was a being of light with a form inside this consciousness that was far more powerful than me. And it took me back up its trajectory, and I was bilocated. I had a point of view outside my light body. I was like an individuated eye of God seeing this happen. But when I looked toward that direction, I had nothing to see but darkness. So inside my being, I had two perceptions at the same time. And this entity that was carrying me, call it an angelic being or an orb of powerful consciousness, it was also superpositioned. It was somehow a reduction of this, of its greater self that I could perceive and hear and feel. And it was like an emissary that was sent to collect me. It carried me up and it popped me out into this space, and I lost my physical shape. I became an expansive orb of consciousness myself.
As Peter expanded into this orb of consciousness, he became free of all pain and suffering. Then suddenly, a powerful source of light emerged from the darkness, containing colors that aren't even seen on Earth's visible spectrum.
And as I was there, there was a waterfall of light emerged from the darkness, and it was gigantic. I was gigantic. I was the size of the moon compared to the size of the sun. It was ginormous, and it was flowing with white light. And this is metaphor. It's not in the visible spectrum, but it was also simultaneously all these other colors, all of the electromagnetic spectrum was there. I could see ultraviolet and infrared and microwave and radio wave and so much more. And it had this solidity to it, and it had transparency to it, and it had translucency. So I could see deep into it, and it was the most desirable experience I'd ever had. I just wanted it, and so with a thought, I moved toward it. And as I thought, it moved toward me, and I touched it with my being. And as I touched it, I opened, and it flowed inside of me and enveloped me, and I entered it. And then it became like a person to me. It knew me. It looked in me. It saw the whole of me. It showed me all of my entire life.
And it was at this point Peter's life review commenced. Part of this review included a hell of all the negative things he had done in his lifetime. Anything he did or said that hurt someone, he witnessed from their perspective. He also saw the ripple effects of each decision he made and how certain choices impacted others in ways he may not even have known of.
I had this moment of judgment, but I was not being judged. I was only being loved. The judgment was my lower self seeing the comparison to the highest self. I forged the chains of my life and I carried them with me. And I couldn't go in if I held them. But the love was bidding me to release them. And I could see not only my own life, I could see all of humanity's brokenness, and not just humanity's brokenness, but it was in the context of the entire universe, the physics and the biology and the chemistry of us that functions, that nothing exists here without consuming another. My humanness wasn't my fault. And nobody's humanness is their fault. It's part of this much larger system. As I accepted the voice speaking love to me, I turned toward it with myself, and it flooded in me even greater and expanded me like a massive balloon. And I increased from the moon to Jupiter, and I was filled with all of these portions of truth, love, beauty, joy, hope, understanding, knowledge, adoration, bliss, healing, wholeness, union, light. And I was the light itself, still somehow reduced from it.
This is one of the examples of the beautiful duality of Peter's experience. While he was an individual photon, he was also a part of a greater consciousness of light. And both these ideas are true. As Peter gazed into the transcendent phenomenon, he noticed that he was being shown a trail of alternate lives.
And I could see below me this long tail of my soul. I could see my original self emerging from the deep darkness in a form, and then I lasted a long time, and then I began to incarnate. I could see all these like little worlds hanging off. And there's this long baguette of my soul. There's kebabs into the baguette, and each of the kebab has a grape dangling from it. And the grape is my life there. And it's a world, this world or others, I don't know. And there's a chronology to it. And I saw that the lives that I had lived were a part of me, but not me. I am this much higher, a union, being of union. And as I looked, I was like, oh, look at those lives. And the voice says, want to see? And I'm like, yeah. So I get zoomed down into one of these little grapes, this world. And in this world, I'm inside another body that I now have full control over. I take over this body, and I'm walking down a road, and I've got sandals on my feet, and they're covered with dust, and I can see the hem of my robe and my hairy calves, and I can hear this conversation going on, and there's like low houses up made of adobe, sort of mud-covered white one story, and there are people on this road, and I can hear them talking. And they asked me a question, and I turned to look at them, and as soon as they asked me a question and I'm about to speak, I go, I'm out. And then I get kind of back in time, And I'm implanted in this kind of lizard thing that I don't know what it was, a gecko, a dinosaur. I don't know what it was. I know that the consciousness level didn't have the capacity for self-reflection or language, but I could see through its eyes and feel through its body. And then I was pulled out of that. And there was, countless lives. And then I was shrunk down somehow, kind of next door to Peter's life. I was like, am I dead? And the voice says, yes, you're dead. And I say, well, what about this, my mom and my dad? And the voice swept me across this universe of this heaven, this belly of God, and took me through this like a permeable membrane. And it was from this membrane our universe was bumped up against, like where energy becomes matter.
And in the middle of this universe, he saw massive amounts of light emerging from the darkness, which was then generated into matter. This light spawned the creation of millions of different galaxies, each galaxy being woven together by the same light.
Inside of every galaxy is woven of this light. And out of this deeper darkness that this light is flowing, weaving our universe, all of these other universes keep popping out, one after the other, after the other, after the other. I'm still in the one I'm in, but they're like layers going up. And there's this vastness to all of this. And in this vastness, it says to me, all that I am, all that you see, all the universes, all that I am, all this love, all this light, I love you with. This I can't describe to you the size of unconditional love. It's eternal and infinite. It's that also everything was beloved. And it zoomed my view down to our solar system, and I could see our Earth, and our Earth is like a hologram. And this hologram, I can see all seven at a time, like 7 billion people living inside of it. And inside every one of them, this same light that was pouring out of the deeper darkness is a speck of gold illumination inside the chest of every single person that I can see. No exceptions. It was inside of every single one. And the whole earth was covered with this huge fog. And nobody could see this, but I could see this. They couldn't see it in each other. As I looked at Earth and saw all the golden specks inside of everyone, the lives, the personhood of my parents appeared. They popped up in two sets, my mom and dad A and mom and dad B. And they were these parallel lives. I could see their lives. I could see all of the time of their lives to live with or without me. And in the with lifetime that they could live, they had a level of pain that I've lived with now for the last 40 years with them. The loss of my sister and the brokenness of my mother and all of the pain that's ongoing with that. And life B without me, there was shattering and destruction. But the end of their lives were the same. And the voice said to me, in the way that I love you now, I have always loved you and everyone. And all because of my love, everything enfolds back into me. Nothing is separate from me. And because of my love that enfolds all back, your parents are going to be fine if you just wait for them to die. If you stay here, come and stay with me, it was saying to me. But you have a choice. Their deaths were the same. They became like me. And they knew like me, most beloved. And everybody was most beloved. That's the thing about the golden light. Knowing that the length of my life had just been a wink of my eye, I said to myself, well, I can go back. It won't be that long. And I said to the divine, if I go back, can I come back here? Can I come back here to this bliss, this self-understanding, this union? And the voice said, yeah, you come back here. But, welcome. And I say, well, then, if I can come back here, I choose to live my life. And the voice says, you won't live your life. Throws me out like a baseball.
As Peter torpedoed away from this realm at rapid speed, he was carried by the same familiar energy of divine consciousness. Eventually, he was brought to multiple doorways where he was instructed to choose the unfoldment of his life.
And the voice that is carrying me into exile says to me, choose light, choose a life. And I think to myself, I understood that I had a mission. I understood that I was a light carrier. I understood that no matter that my life was over and that I had a job to do. And I decided that to do my job, I needed to have flaws, not just perfection. And so I chose what I am, the life that I'm living. And it was close to the light, but it was not in the fullness of the light. And the door opened, and down this tunnel I went. And inside of this tunnel were all these other doorways or portals. And they all opened up to all these other tunnels. This was like a huge pile of spaghetti. And all these doorways, these portals led to these other spaghetti strands. And all of them were potentialities of my life. All of them. But this particular one was like the mainstream of it. And I got to the end of this mainstream of it. And by the time I'm at the bottom of it, and it felt like the bottom of it, I had been compressed down into this dense form similar to the dark shade that I was when I was first leaving my body. I feel my brain, or the brain of this body, wind up like an old radio tube, warm up, and as it warmed up, everything hurt. Feeling came back pretty immediately, and my hearing comes back, and I can hear this noise, and it resolves into a voice. And my language facility comes back. I can hear, don't die, don't die, don't die. I open my eyes. There's Tim shaking me. I don't know who he is at this point. I don't even know who I am. It's shaking me. Don't die. You were dead. You were dead. And he's screaming and crying, and he hauls me up. And I don't know who or what I am. I'm inhabiting this thing. I'm like looking at this like, what is this? Where am I? What am I inside of this world that's full of pain? And at one, Tim was talking and talking and talking. I don't know what he was saying. And then he got me to pull the rope, and the rope came free, and we descended. And because the Lower Weeping Wall is on the Icefields Parkway, our car was parked across the street in the parking lot. We got our tent, and we self-treated for hypothermia.
In another instance of harmonious contradiction of divine duality, Peter now identifies his soul as being separate from his body, yet still inside of it. At least for the duration of his earthly existence.
And I became an entirely different person from that moment on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.